All eyes will be on Brisbane this weekend for the marquee fixture in Australian football, the A-League Grand Final. The league's most successful side in recent years, the Brisbane Roar, will take on Australian sport's newest, the Western Sydney Wanderers, in their second Grand Final in as many years. It brings to an end a successful year for the A-League as preparations begin in earnest for next year's Asian Cup to be held across the country in January. The head of the A-League is Damien de Bowen, and he joins me now. Damien, welcome to RN Breakfast.
Thanks for having me on.
This is a great result. Two standout teams now meeting in the final. Is this the best result you could have hoped for?
Oh, it's great having the two best teams all season playing in a grand final, and they've been that. As you said, Brisbane Roar have a rich history in the short history of the Hyundai A-League, and Western Sydney Wanderers are the newest club on the block, so it should be a very exciting day.
And Lang Park is the venue in Brisbane. Apparently it's tough to get a flight out there. Up there, are we looking for a sellout?
Yeah, look, it was already sold out, which is great. So I think that the tickets went yesterday. There'll be about 5,000, maybe more, Wanderers fans travelling north, which is tremendous, and 40-something thousand Brisbane Roar fans. So it's going to be an incredible atmosphere, and I guess that's a reflection of the way the season's gone this year.
Okay, now Peter Green's been given the whistle for Sunday's games. You were critical of the referee that managed the fiery Melbourne Victory Brisbane semi-final. Peter's got a difficult job then in the grand final.
Yeah, look, refereeing is the toughest job in any football match. There's no question about that. Look, Strebray, who did the Brisbane-Melbourne victory, he actually had a good game. Unfortunately, there was just one decision at the end that he himself said got wrong, and that's the way football goes sometimes. But Peter will do a great job, and he's had a track record all season of managing the big games, so I'm sure he'll be fantastic.
OK, and we see some interesting characters coming into the game. Japanese Shinji Ono plays his last game on Sunday. What's he brought to the game in this country?
Well, Shinji was one of three marquee players, along with Alessandro Del Piero and Emil Heskey, who came to the league 2 years ago, and he's just made a massive contribution. He's really bought a whole level. He won the Western Sydney Wanderers Best Player this season, and he's going back to Japan next year, but I know that he wants to leave with a championship under his belt and for the club, and I'm sure he'll play a great game.
And Brisbane's had the German import, Thomas Breutsch. He's won Player of the Year. How important are those quality foreign players to the continued popularity of the league?
Yeah, they definitely help. We've got five foreigners in each side at the moment. At the same time, the young Australian players that are coming through have just been outstanding. And what's exciting about this year's league with the World Cup in Brazil is that we will have the highest number of A-League players playing in the World Cup over in Brazil. Obviously, the squad hasn't been announced yet, but in addition to the overseas imports, there's some fantastic young Australian players who are doing a great job too.
Okay, so the Western Sydney experiment, now 2 years old, they've been really a remarkable success, on and off the field, and premiership win and two grand finals in as many years. It's pretty much unprecedented. There's a bit of jealousy. Have they had an unfair amount of support and concessions?
No, they haven't. I think, look, starting up a club from scratch in about 100 days, as it was last season, is a big task in any professional sport. They've really, both the club and also the fans, have brought a whole new dimension to the A-League. And, look, the Western Sydney Wanderers fans are an absolute credit to Western Sydney and to the club, and obviously success on the field has helped that. But, look, from our perspective, they haven't had any unfair advantages. They've just gone about their business well. They've built a very, very strong club in a short period of time.
They've done an extraordinary job. And when you go to the games, the Western Sydney fans are extraordinary. But the memberships generally are pretty well up. You know, average attendance is over 13,000 a game, a few lucrative media deals. Mm. Yeah, this is one of these Dorothy Dixer questions, sir. But, you know, top footy code in the country, is that a possibility?
We're very clear that over time that football will become the most popular sport in Australia. Now, that may take 10, 20, 30 years. We'll wait and see how that plays out. But I think what's happening is that we are growing very quickly. Obviously, crowds and broadcast and memberships are all up substantially again for the third year in a row. But there's still a lot of work ahead of us, and no one's getting ahead of themselves. But very, very exciting times. And the World Cup coming up and the Asian Cup, as you touched on, in January next year, and the 10th season of the A-League next season. So, look, a lot happening, very exciting times. Juventus coming out in August, and it's just a great time to be involved in football.
Mm. And I mean, one of your key deliverables, if I may say, we've been talking about the Commission of Audit all morning, I might as well talk economic language, was that the A-League should be the most talked about sport in Australia.
Yes.
It's hard. This is a journalist talking. It's hard to sell a good news story, and off bad behaviour off the field often gets you more publicity. Can you do it and be as well behaved as you are?
Yeah, no question we can. I think, look, this year we obviously had one incident that we dealt with, but across the season the fans have behaved exactly as we'd expect as passionate football fans who enjoy their football. Anyone who's been along to a game and experienced the atmosphere, what I'm really pleased about is there's so many families, so many men, women and children going to games and becoming A-League club members and fans. So, look, from our perspective, we'll continue to grow and fans behaving as everyone expects is a big part of that.
And how do you rate the A-League as a breeding ground for the Socceroos?
Oh, very highly. It's been, look, without preempting what Ange Postecoglou will announce in a few weeks with the squad, we're pretty clear that there'll be the highest number of A-League players playing in the Socceroos squad for a World Cup, which will be fantastic. And what we're seeing is some really good young players coming through. The Asian Champions League has made a big difference. The three clubs playing in that, Western Sydney Wanderers, Melbourne Victory and Central Coast Mariners, have all blooded a whole range of young Australian players. And look, it's becoming a very, very good place for young Australian players to ply their trade.
Okay, and next season will be the A-League's 10th. Anything big planned?
Oh, look, a lot of big things planned. We can't unveil them just today, but we think it's going to be bigger and better, obviously. One of the big changes is, of course, one of the biggest clubs in the world in Manchester City has in essence, purchased Melbourne Heart, and we'll see some significant changes on and off the field there, I'm sure, but there'll be a lot more to follow as well.
Now, next season sees the league take a mid-season break as Australia hosts the Asian Cup, as you've been saying. Are you really convinced that Aussie football crowds will flock to see, Uzbekistan v Saudi Arabia in January?
I think what's happening is people are starting to appreciate more and more how important Asia is, not just in football, but to our country. And so from our perspective, yes, we do believe they'll flock. Obviously, Australia has a whole range of games through the tournament, and their success will be a big part of making sure that the Australian fans come through. But look, we're confident. I think the way it's shaping, it looks like a tremendous tournament, and it will be the biggest football tournament that's been held in this country, so it should be exciting for everyone involved.
Well, good on you, and thank you for taking the time. I must say, the emails that you figured out how to send to all of the parents of kids registered for junior soccer has been a genius move. You email me personally several times a week, and I think that's a great use of that database.
That's very kind. I'm very pleased to hear that your kids are playing football, and there's so many kids doing it now, which is great.
Good on you. Thanks so much for being my guest.
Thanks, Alan. Cheers.
The head of the A-League, Damien DeBowen. You can catch coverage of the A-League Grand Final on ABC Grandstand this Sunday. The game kicks off at 4 p.m. Australian Eastern Time.